Tefanya Perek Gimel Pasuk Yud Aleph. So the nations of the world are going to unite, not in anti-Semitism and Jew hatred, which often unites many different kind of people in the world, but in worshiping HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in using the holy tongue of Hebrew, in bringing Klal Yisrael back where we belong. So you can see why many of the Mefarshim see this as a discussion of the ultimate redemption of the Yemos HaMashiach. By Yom Hahu, on that day, Lo sevoshi mikol ali lo sayich. You won't be ashamed of all of your deeds, asher poshati bi. Poshat bi. That you, feminine, poshat, not poshata, that we, the wife, rebelled against our true husband, against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We fought back against doing the right thing by our spouse. So, nowadays, we need to be ashamed of what we've done when we say al chet. But that will be the point where we don't even need to be ashamed anymore because it's all past now. Ki az asir mikir beich alize gavoseich. Because when that time comes, I'll remove from your midst those who rejoice in your pride, the haughty ones, who are always very happy with themselves, no matter how terribly they've acted. We'll see this in Sefer Zechariah a little bit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will refine us through the refining process of precious metals. V'lo sosifi l'gav ha'od b'har kodshi. And they will no longer continue to be haughty on my holy mountain. I hope that when everybody goes to the Kotel, they have the right humility in mind. And that as we stand by those stones, which always bowl me over when you get the chance to go to the Kotel, you can creep all the way up to the front. Rest your hands on those incredible stones of Jewish history and think about one's own deeds and think about, there's different opinions in early Sefer Melachim when Shlomo HaMelech builds the Beis HaMikdash about how tefillos go straight up on the express track from the Har HaBayis. But there's people who are haughty on the Har HaBayis, whether in the first, second Beis HaMikdash, second Beis HaMikdash, particularly we're talking about the Kohanim who became Tzedukim, who were rich and influential and did the avoda, but with a haughty air around them. Whether maybe it's some Jewish people who go to the Kotel with the wrong ideas in mind, and they get all puffed up. Look at me, I'm at the Kotel. I must be very pure. That won't happen anymore. Yudbeiz v'hish arti v'kir beich. I will leave over in your midst. I'm anivadol, because we don't want haughty. We want humble. Humble, poor people. B'chasu v'shem Hashem. They will take shelter in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tremendous thing. In contrast to the haughty people, we're going to have the poor, humble people. They may be financially destitute, but they believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and take shelter in Hashem. And who's going to end up in a better place? Yud Gimel She'eris Yisrael lo yasu avlo v'lo yidabru chasov. The remnant of Yisrael. Notice not the bulk of Klal Yisrael, but the remnant. So when we reach the point, after refining away 85% of Klal Yisrael in every generation through assimilation, through Choshech in Mitzrayim, through being exiled with the 10 tribes, we always lose 80 to 85% of our people, leaving only the She'eris Yisrael. Lo Yasu Avla, they're not going to commit injustice. Lo Yidabru Chasav, they won't speak lies. When it's the poor and not the haughty who are left, they know what it means to treat people with respect and justice and righteousness and chesed. And not speak lies. V'lo yimatzei b'fihem l'shon tarmis. No deceitful speech is going to be found in their mouth. Pasha te'iden. Ki hema yir'u v'ravtsu ve'ein macharid. They will graze and lie down like flocks of sheep. And no one will cause them to have a charadav. V'yecharad yitzchok charadav gedola ad ma'od. Parshas toldos. Bar mitzvah parsha. There will be no shuddering, no shaking, no trembling. No trembling in fear of other nations disturbing us and trying to destroy us again. Yudalad Rani Vas Tzion. Sing, daughter of Tzion. We don't let daughters of Tzion sing. Well, different world in Chazal, in Tanakh. Hariyu Yisrael. Shout, Jews. Simchi v'olzi v'cholev Bas Yerushalayim. Rejoice and jubilate. Exult with all your heart, daughter of Yerushalayim. Because the only daughter of Yerushalayim who are left are the righteous daughters. And not the hoity-toity Real Housewives of Jerusalem. The real Klal Yisrael is what's left after we boil away all of the excess. Halavai that we should be among the remnants, so we have to really work on our own anibus and our own approach to what it means to be Jewish. Tesvav heisir Hashem mishpotayich. Hashem has removed your afflictions. Interesting that mishpotayich is being translated as afflictions in this pasuk. So Rashi says it means yisurayich, afflictions. So Radak says it means God removed the judgments, the laws that were imposed upon Jews by the other nations. All the yellow stars that we were required to wear. Targum Yonasan says it's the false judges among us. So interesting diversity of possibilities here. Pina oyevech. He has cast out your enemy. Halevai. We are waiting for that since October 7th. Melech Yisrael Hashem bekirbech. The King of Israel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is not David Melech Yisrael, this is Hashem Melech Yisrael. Hashem is the King. Bekirbech among you, lo siri I ra od. You will no longer fear evil from the others who would do evil to us. You will never again see evil. Hear no evil, speak no evil, see no evil, nothing will ever befall us again. Clearly, most of the Mefarshim say this is talking about the ultimate redemption eventually when the Mashiach is going to come.